Democrats debate the Trump presidency.
If I get the nomination, I will beat him like a drum.
Formalizing an impeachment inquiry? The speaker says no.
This is not a game for us. This is deadly serious.
The Nats have done it.
We are going to the World Series!
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Democratic presidential candidates have held their first debate since the start of an impeachment inquiry.
This president is turning the moral leadership of this country into a dumpster fire.
Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren on CNN.
Impeachment is the way that we establish that this man will not be permitted to break the law over and over without consequences.
Warren, the front runner, targeted by her rivals, Beto O'Rourke.
Senator Warren is more focused on being punitive or pitting some part of the country against the other.
All agreed with Amy Klobuchar on the president's troop withdrawal from Syria.
I'd like to hear from him about how leaving the Kurds for slaughter, our allies for slaughter, where Russia then steps in to protect them, how that makes America great again.
Kamala Harris blasted drug makers and the opioid crisis.
They are nothing more than some high-level dope dealers.
Joe Biden defended family business in Ukraine.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
He took on Bernie Sanders on health care.
We can do that without Medicare for all. We can do that by adding a public option. We can.
No, we can
afford to do it.
You've got to take on the greed and the profiteering of the healthcare industry.
It was Sanders' first appearance since he suffered a heart attack this month. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she won't bow to Republican pressure and formally authorize Democrats' impeachment inquiry.
There's no requirement that we have a vote. And so at this time, we will not be having a vote.
The White House insists it won't cooperate without one. Correspondent Nancy Cortez is on Capitol Hill.
We've now got the Department of Defense, the Vice President Mike Pence, and the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, all ignoring new deadlines to hand over documents. They say they're not going to comply with an investigation that essentially they view as illegitimate. They want a vote formalizing the impeachment inquiry, but for now, they're not going to get one.
Secretary of State Pompeo's senior advisor, Michael McKinley, who resigned just last week, is scheduled to answer questions from investigators today. Pompeo will join Vice President Pence at a meeting in Turkey with President Recep Erdogan. On their agenda, his invasion of northern Syria. Senior Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
The vice president is sort of swooping in to a situation where a number of diplomats will have tried to lay the groundwork. The vice president's going because, frankly, he's one of the only ones who could get a meeting with President Erdogan himself.
Speaking in Ankara today, Erdogan said Turkey's offensive would end if Kurdish fighters withdraw from a safe zone along the border. Russia says it is willing to broker an agreement with the Syrian government. The parents of a 19-year-old from the UK hit and killed by an American driver who quickly fled to the States have spoken to CBS this morning about a surprise meeting with a senior official at the White House. Once they arrived, Charlotte Charles says they were shocked to find out it was President Trump.
He offered his condolences. He seemed warm and he was welcoming, but it didn't take long for him to then drop into the conversation that Ann Sekulis was in the building.
In fact, Sekulis, the woman accused of driving on the wrong side of the road, was in the next room. The president wanted them to meet, but Tim Dunn says the circumstances weren't right.
He did ask two or three times. You know, he did mention it, didn't he? Two or three times because we said no, we didn't feel it was right. But he said again, didn't he? No, she's here, so let's get it on, get some healing. Was it something like that?
Yeah.
It was a bit of pressure, but we stuck to our guns.
They want Sekulis to return to Britain to face justice. They say they would meet with her there. Three major drug distributors are considering a settlement in the opioid crisis. The details live from CBS's Vicki Barker.
Distributors McKesson, AmerisourceBergen, and Cardinal Health would reportedly pay out a total of $18 billion over 18 years. The Wall Street Journal reports Johnson & Johnson may also contribute additional money. Everyone from drug makers to pharmacies facing more than 2,000 opioid-related lawsuits brought by cities, counties, and virtually every state. If this deal goes through, it would be the first settlement outside of bankruptcy, which is the route Purdue Pharma's taking. Deborah.
For the first time since FDR was president, a D.C. baseball team is headed to the World Series.
This is the best day of my life. We're going to kill whatever man
Nationals swept the Cards with a 7-4 win in Game 4 of the NLCS. They'll play the Astros or the Yankees. They're scheduled to play Game 4 of the American League Series in rainy New York today. Houston leads it 2-1. A 50-year mark to remember for New York's other baseball team.
On this day in 1969,
we have another bright, sunny afternoon.
The New York Mets erased all their demons.
Welcome to the fifth game of the 1969 World Series.
From their birth in 1962, the Mets were not a good team.
They were historically bad.
Charlie Steiner is the current play-by-play announcer for the LA Dodgers. Growing up, he was a Mets fan.
But they're also lovable. And then something happened in 1969.
For the first time, the Mets began to win. And on this day, the Mets had a chance to win the World Series. Game 5 did not begin well.
A long belt by Robinson. Forget that one. It's gone.
The Baltimore Orioles jumped out to a 3-0 lead. But the Mets fought back. In the seventh inning, they tied it. In the eighth, the Mets took the lead. And in the ninth, the ultimate underdog Mets won it. In the Met clubhouse, bedlam.
We beat them. We showed them what we had, what type of ball club we had been all year. We're number one.
And Met fans will never forget.
50 years later, it's still pretty cool.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Met fans are pouring on the field.
New claims of inappropriate behavior by an Oscar-winning actor.
As many as 14 women have now accused Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexual misconduct. Manhattan prosecutors say many of them may testify. Gooding was in court Tuesday before a judge, pleading not guilty to 2 counts of forcible touching and 2 counts of third-degree sex abuse. The allegations from the 12 other women range from 2001 to 2018 and all involve allegations that he touched or grabbed women at bars, hotels, or restaurants. The counts against the 51-year-old are all misdemeanors, but he still could face jail time. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A TV judge gets political.
You are about to enter the courtroom.
In a USA Today op-ed, Judge Judy endorses former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg for the Democratic presidential nomination. Problem is, he's not running. Bloomberg ruled out the possibility last March, but new reports say he may be reconsidering. Judy Scheinlin calls him a perfect candidate with a no-nonsense approach that offers the best chance to bring America together again. She says she stayed away from politics for 50 years and realizes she's taking a personal and career risk. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.